I want to wish all my dear sisters a happy Mother's Day.
我要在这里祝福所有的母亲姐妹们母亲节快乐。
Whether you are a mom of toddlers to teens,
不论你是有一个小小孩到青少年的母亲
or an empty nested mom or a future mom to be,
空巢期的母亲或者快要做母亲
a classroom mom or a Mr. Mom,
在学校的教室母亲或者你父兼母职
may God bless you with his great joy and affection today.
愿上帝今天赐予你极大的喜乐和慈爱。
Moms, thank you for your great effort to provide love and care.
妈妈们，谢谢你竭尽全力提供爱与关怀。
You have been a solid rock in our lives, and we praise the Lord for you.
你一直是我们生活中的坚实，我们为你赞美主。
But I realize that this joy is not true for all.
但是我意识到这样子的喜悦并非对每一个人都适用。
Sometimes Mother's Day can bring more heartache than joy.
有时候母亲节带来痛苦多于喜悦。
If you are broken today because life has not turned out as you hoped,
如果你今天觉得很受伤，因为生活并没有如您所愿。
Or if you are tired, discouraged, and doubt that you can make it,
如果你感到疲倦、失望，而且怀疑你是否能够成功。
You are not alone.
今天你并不孤单。
May the love of Jesus heal and comfort you with a generous portion of his compassion.
愿耶稣的爱通过他丰盛的慈悲医治并安慰你。
Moms, you are especially burdened during this pandemic crisis.
妈妈们，在这一场大疫情流行当中，你尤其负担重担。
Doing all that you can to keep your children safe and happy in activities.
你尽一切的努力使孩子们能够安全、快乐的可以参加活动。
Keeping them well-fed and engaged in learning.
有他们有足够的饮食，还有参与学习。
While managing your own workload online and meeting deadlines.
同时你自己还要在网上处理你的工作，然后及时完成任务。
It's hard to navigate. Mom, I'm starving. What's there to eat?
真的很难去处理。譬如说像妈妈，我饿了，可以吃什么吗？
Mom, I don't feel like doing online school today. I'd rather stay in bed.
妈妈，我今天不想上学，不想上网上学，我宁可睡觉。
Mom, I'm bored. I'm so bored. I just want to go outside.
妈妈，我好无聊，我真的好无聊，我想要出去玩。
Mom, mom, mom.
妈妈，妈妈，妈妈。
If you do not know by now, moms, you are an essential worker.
妈妈，如果你还不知道，你是一个不可或缺的员工。
You are indispensable, irreplaceable. You are incredible.
你不可或缺，你不可替代，你很棒。
So thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do.
所以谢谢，谢谢，谢谢你所做的。
Hang in there. This too shall pass.
忍耐一下，这场疫情也会过去。
With the Lord's help, we will get through this together.
在主的帮助之下，我们会共同度过这段时间。
And praise God, there are better days ahead.
赞美神，因为未来一定会更好。
Now let me share a little story.
让我分享一个小故事。
A young woman went to speak to her mother to tell her about how hard things have been.
一个年轻的女孩去找她的母亲，向母亲诉说她的生活是多么的困难。
She did not know how she was going to make it, and she wanted to give up.
她不知道自己能不能撑过去，她想要放弃。
She was tired of fighting and struggling.
她厌倦了争吵还有挣扎。
It seemed that as soon as one problem was solved, another one came.
好像解决了一个问题后，另外一个问题又出现了。
So her mother took her to the kitchen. She filled three pots with water.
所以她妈妈带她去厨房，在三个锅里面装满水。
In the first pot, she put carrots.
在第一锅，她放胡萝卜。
In the second, she put eggs.
在第二个，她放鸡蛋。
In the third, she placed ground coffee beans.
在最后一锅，她放了磨碎的咖啡豆。
She let them sit and boil without saying a word.
她就让他们在那煮滚，什么话都没有说。
About 20 minutes later, she turned off the burner.
大概二十分钟以后，她关了炉火。
She scooped out the carrots and placed it in a bowl.
她把胡萝卜捞起来，把它们放在碗里。
She scooped out the eggs and placed it in a second bowl.
她把鸡蛋捞出来，把它们放在第二个碗里。
And then she ladled the coffee into a third bowl.
然后她把咖啡舀出来，放在第三碗。
Turning to her daughter, she said,Tell me what you see.
转向她的女儿，她说：“告诉我你看了什么。”
Carrots, eggs, coffee, she replied.
她说：“胡萝卜、鸡蛋、咖啡。”
She felt the carrots and noted that they were soft.
她摸摸胡萝卜，而且发现到它们感觉很软。
Then she peeled the eggshell and observed the egg was hard-boiled.
然后她把蛋剥壳剥皮，然后发现到蛋都煮熟了。
Finally, she sipped the coffee with a smile and tasted its rich aroma.
终于她品尝了咖啡，而且脸上带着微笑，她闻到那个浓郁的香气。
The daughter then asked, "So, mother, what's the point?"
那女儿就问妈妈，那这什么意思呢？
Her mother explained each of these objects had faced the same adversity, boiling water.
那妈妈就解释说，每一个这个东西它都面临同样的逆境，那就是煮沸的水。
But each reacted differently.
但是每一个东西它反应都不一样。
The carrots went in strong and hard, but after being subjected to boiling water, it softened and became weak.
胡萝卜进水以前是硬的，但是在沸水作用之下，它们变软。变软弱了。
The egg was fragile with its liquid center protected by a thin outer shell.
鸡蛋本来是很脆弱的，因为它只是有很薄的外壳保护它当中那个液体的状态。
But after sitting in boiling water, the inside became hardened.
但是在沸腾的水中里面呢，里面就变硬了。
The ground coffee was unique, however.
那咖啡粉是很独一无二的。
After it was in the boiling water, the coffee beans changed the water.
但是呢，他们在沸水当中呢，水被咖啡豆改变了。
The mother asked the daughter, "So which one are you?"
那母亲的女儿，那你是哪一个呢？
When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond?
当逆境来敲门的时候，你会怎么样反应呢？
Are you a carrot, an egg, or coffee?
你是胡萝卜、鸡蛋，还是咖啡豆呢？
Will your life's hardships make you soft and lose strength like the carrots?
你生活上的困难是会让你变得软弱，失去力量，就像胡萝卜吗？
Will your life's struggles take your tender heart and make you hardened like the egg?
你人生的挣扎是会让你柔软的心就变硬了，像熟鸡蛋一样呢？
Will a broken relationship, loss, injustice, abuse, debts harden your heart with bitterness?
那破裂的人际关系、损失、不公正、虐待、债务，是不是让你的心里面刚硬呢？充满了苦毒。
Even if your shell should appear the same on the outside,
即使你外表看起来是一样的。
Or will your darkest times cause you to become what you were meant to be?
还是呢，你最黑暗的时刻，是不是会让你成为你本来应有的样子呢？
Will you change the very circumstances that bring pain?
你能不能改变就是带来痛苦的这个情况呢？
You know, water must be boiling to release the coffee's full flavor and fine aroma.
水要被煮沸才能够释放咖啡全部的风味跟美好的香气。
Will you get better and change the situation around you instead of letting it change you?
你能不能变得更好，改变周围的状况，而不是让情况来改变你吗？
Right now, our entire globe has fallen into some serious boiling water.
现在我们的全球好像陷入了一个严重的沸腾当中。
Let's pray that we get better to be a blessing to our broken world.
让我们祈祷我们可以变得更好，可以成为这个破碎世界的祝福。
The Lord is at work. The Lord is sovereign.
主在动工，主掌权。
We may not understand his divine purpose yet.
我们可能还不能够了解他的神圣旨意。
But be still and know that he is God.
但是你们要休息，要知道我是神。
We may not have the solutions yet, but we humbly turn to God.
我们也许还没有问题的解答，但是我们谦卑转向神。
We do not know what to do, but our eyes are fixed on you.
我们也不知道该怎么样行，我们的眼目单仰望你。
Everyone is forced to pause, go home, and be with family now.
我们现在每一个人都被迫停下来，回家和家人在一起。
Lord, you have our full attention.
主啊，你现在有我们全部的专注。
This is our window of opportunity to get right with the Lord before his return.
在主再来之前呢，这个现在就是我们的机会，可以好好的跟主和好。
To take a Sabbath rest, to spiritually be refreshed and fired up.
可以在灵里安息、休息、更新，并且灵里复兴。
To share Christ with anyone seeking for peace with God.
我们可以分享基督给任何人，他们对神有渴慕的心。
We live for His glory.
我们是为他的荣耀而活。
God does not exist for ours.
神并不是为我们的荣耀而存在的。
In our scripture this morning, we read about a mother who lived under the worst of times to have a baby.
在今天早上读经当中呢，我们读到一个母亲，她活在一个最糟糕的时期，在那个时候生孩子。
The worst of times, but the Lord is sovereign.
在最糟糕的时候呢，但是主掌权。
She was unnamed in Exodus chapter 2, but later we discover in Exodus 6 and Numbers 26.
她在出埃及记第二章中没有名字记载，但是后来我们在出埃及记六章跟民数记二十六章呢。
That this mother is named Jochebed.
母亲的名字叫约基别。
Whose name means Yahweh is glory.
这个名字的意思就是耶和华是荣耀。
Her life and the lives of her children would declare Yahweh is glory.
她的生命跟她孩子们的生命会宣告耶和华是荣耀。
When the people of Israel were slaves in Egypt, Jochebed was born as a Hebrew slave girl.
当以色列人在埃及成为奴仆的时候，约基别出生，她就是一个希伯来一个奴隶女孩。
She had always witnessed hardship and oppression.
她历来已经看见了这些艰辛跟压迫。
But her parents and her grandparents had taught her to love the Lord and trust in Him.
但她的父母跟祖父母们却教她要爱主，要信靠他。
She was taught who is God and what He has done.
她被教会了上帝是谁，而且她做了什么事。
She heard stories through oral traditions like every Hebrew child.
她听这些故事就好像口语传承，像其他所有的希伯来小孩一样。
How God saved Noah and his family in the ark from utter destruction.
上帝如何在撤毁的毁灭当中经过方舟拯救挪亚跟他的家人。
How God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
上帝如何和亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各立约。
That there is a promised land.
立约会有一个应许之地。
That there are promised descendants who would be numerous.
应许会有许许多多的后代。
And that there were...It was a promised blessing and redemption for all nations through the line of Abraham.
而且地上万族要因亚伯拉罕的后裔要得着应许的祝福和救赎。
She learned how Joseph, though was meant harm by his own brothers who sold him into slavery.
她学到约瑟怎么样被自己的兄弟所苦害，被卖去当奴隶。
But in God's sovereignty, God had intended it for good.
但是神掌权，神另意地意定义，这个就是好的，这样做是好的。
In order to position him in Egypt ahead,
以便可以先把他先安置在埃及。
In order to rescue his family from the devastating famine,
而用来拯救他的家人免于毁灭性的饥荒。
And at first they enjoyed the good life from the plenty in Egypt.
起初呢，他们真的享受到埃及丰富的美好的生活。
Exodus 1 explains about 400 years later, their lives were drastically changed as Joseph was forgotten.
在出埃及记第一章解释说，大约400年后，因为约瑟被遗忘了，他们的生活发生了翻天覆地的改变。
The descendants were made into slaves in Egypt.
后裔在埃及沦为奴仆。
They were mistreated and oppressed slaves under a wicked pharaoh.
他们被一个邪恶的法老呢虐待压迫成为奴隶。
Yet the Hebrew slaves were fruitful and multiplied.
但是这些希伯来人的奴隶呢，他们生养众多。
And this Pharaoh attempted to safeguard his power by ordering infanticide.
这个法老呢，他想要捍卫他自己的力量，而且他企图他要命令杀害婴儿。
But thankfully, the midwives feared the Lord more and let some of the babies live.
但是值得庆幸的呢，接生婆他们更加惧怕主，让这些婴孩活下来。
Jochebed was married to Amram.
约基别嫁给了暗兰。
And they had a daughter, Miriam, and a son, Aaron.
他们有一个女儿米利安和儿子亚伦。
And now in her third pregnancy, she feared the unthinkable horror.
在第三次怀孕中呢，她担心这个无法想象的恐怖事情。
If she had a boy, he would be taken away and thrown into the Nile River to die.
如果她怀一个男孩呢，她会被带走，而且被扔进尼罗河里面死去。
Although we are not able to choose and understand always the situation that we're in,
虽然我们尽管不能够总是可以选择或了解我们所处的境况，
we still declare nothing can separate us from the love of God.
我们还是可以宣告，没有什么可以使我们与神的爱隔绝。
We trust in Him.
我们信靠他。
In the Lord's sovereignty, He provides, He heals, He comforts, He rescues, He is with us.
在主的掌权中，他供应，他医治，他安慰，他营救，他与我们同在。
We trust in His word, we taste of His goodness, and we anticipate His victory.
我们信靠到的话，我们已经尝到他的良善，我们期盼他的胜利。
In times of crisis, we must be faithful to do what we can and then let God take care of the rest.
在危机的时候呢，我们必须忠心尽力，然后剩下的呢，交给神。
And Jochebed's baby is born, and it's a beautiful boy.
约基别的孩子出生了，这是一个漂亮的男孩。
What parent does not think their baby is beautiful?
哪一个父母不认为自己的孩子漂亮呢？
And once she saw him, she decided to hide him for as long as she could.
她一看到他呢，她就决定要把他藏起来，越久越好。
She trusted in the Lord to preserve her baby for God's glory.
她信靠主，为上帝的荣耀呢，她要保存自己的孩子。
In Exodus 2:2, the original word tov literally says that she saw he is good.
在出埃及记二章二节说，原词 tov 字面的意思就是他看到他是好的。
The NIV described this baby as he is fine.
NIV 英文圣经解释说，将婴儿描述为他是美好的。
In Hebrews 11:23, the NIV described the baby as no ordinary child, and the ESV says that it was a beautiful child.
在希伯来书十一章二三节，将婴儿描述为不平凡的孩子。那在另外一种英文翻译书说，这是个俊美的孩子。
Even an apocryphal source described Moses as a remarkably handsome man.
即使在《次经》里面的来源有描述摩西，他是个非常英俊的男人。
That when he walks down the street, people would stop and stare at him.
当他走在街上，人们会停下来凝视他。
So although the Jews commonly thought of Moses with physical beauty,
尽管犹太人普遍认为摩西具有外在美。
The word tov echoes what God saw in each day of creation.
但是 tov 这个字呢，跟上帝每天在创造中他所看到的是相呼应的。
It is good.
这是好的。
The birth of Moses is good.
耶稣的摩西的出生是好的。
For someday in God's sovereignty, hearing the cries of suffering people, Moses was born into the world to deliver them from slavery.
因为在神掌权的某一天，神听到的受苦百姓的呼喊，摩西诞生了，来拯救他们脱离为奴。
So on this day that Moses was born, it is good.
所以在这一天，摩西出生了，这是好的。
Jochebed did what she could and trusted God for his miracle.
约基别竭尽所能，他相信神的奇迹。
In four acts of faith.
他有四个信心的行为。
First act of faith.
第一个信心的行为。
Jochebed did what she could and to hide the baby for 3 months.
约基别尽他所能的藏孩子三个月。
At great risk.
她冒了很大的危险。
If she is caught with this baby, it may cause a beating for her husband or threaten the safety of her other little children.
如果她因这个婴儿被抓住呢，可能她丈夫会被殴打，而且会威胁到她其他孩子的安全。
You know, it's nearly impossible to hide a little baby.
你知道要藏一个小宝宝几乎是不可能的。
What does a baby do?
一个小婴儿会做什么呢？
He eats, sleeps, poops, and cries.
他吃，他睡觉，他大便，而且他会哭。
Oh boy, do they cry.
天哪，他们真会哭哎。
And once he cries, all the neighbors will hear.
他一哭啊，所有邻居都会听到。
And soon after 3 months, he may even start teething and get fussy, and she could no longer hide him.
3个月大以后呢, 这个小孩可能开始出牙变得不安, 所以妈妈也再不能隐藏他了。
So she did what she could to love him and pacify him and trusted God for the rest.
所以妈妈竭尽所能去爱他,安抚他, 剩下的呢, 就信靠神。
Second act of faith.
第二个信心的行为,
Jochebed did what she could to prepare a safe basket for the journey down the river.
约基别尽他所能的准备一个小方舟。
She weaved an enclosed papyrus basket and made it watertight with tar and pitch.
她编织了一个有盖的蒲草箱，而且用石器和石油将它防水。
And this papyrus basket was literally called an ark.
那这个蒲草箱其实字面的意思呢，就是方舟。
Tabat, the same word that was used for Noah's ark. Do you think she got her inspiration from Noah's Ark?
你认为她会不会是从挪亚方舟得到灵感呢?
God told Noah to build a huge ark to save his family and all those animals from the great flood.
上帝告诉挪亚要建造一个巨大的方舟，来拯救他的家人跟所有这些动物免遭大洪水的毁灭。
Do you think God directed her thoughts to build a little ark as she pleaded with God to rescue her baby?
你会不会觉得是不是神引导她来想到，也许可以造个小方舟，当她跟神祈求要拯救她孩子的时候？
You know, no mother would leave her baby unattended in the bathtub.
你知道没有母亲会把婴儿放在浴缸里面没有人看。
Let alone place her baby in a little boat into a river.
更不用讲把他的婴孩放在一个小船，然后再放到河里。
That was an act of great faith.
这是个信心的行为。
And in God's sovereignty, it all aligned together.
在神掌权之中呢，一切都对在一起了。
At the right time, she placed her baby in a little ark.
在对的时候呢，她把婴孩放在一个
And into the river, in God's sovereignty, the daughter of Pharaoh, the right person came to bathe at the right time on the right day.
她把她放在河中呢，在掌神掌权之中，一个对的人，法老女儿，在对的日子，对的时间来到这个地方沐浴。
She saw something floating, and she sent her slave girl to fetch it.
她注意到有东西在漂浮，所以她打发一个婢女去拿来。
She opened the lid and identified it's a Hebrew baby.
她打开盖子呢，发现是一个希伯来婴儿。
And just at the right time, Moses let out a big old cry.
就在对的时候的，摩西大声的哭了。
Do you think the Holy Spirit pinched him at the right time?
你觉得会不会是圣灵在对的时候掐他一下？
And then Pharaoh's daughter felt deep compassion for him.
然后法老女儿就从心里面同情了他。
Now, we don't know much about Pharaoh's daughter.
我们对法老女儿了解不多。
She was likely bathing in the Nile, partly for personal cleansing, partly for ritual bathing.
她很有可能在尼罗河中沐浴，一部分是为了个人的洁净。
We can suppose, perhaps, that she did not have her own baby.
我们也许假设她自己没有孩子。
And she may have thought that the god of the Nile was giving her a child. The historian Josephus records that Pharaoh's daughter handed the baby to all her female servants to nurse the baby.
那历史学家约瑟夫呢，他记录法老王的女儿将婴儿交给她所有的女仆来照顾婴儿。
And when none of them were able to breastfeed, Sister Miriam conveniently emerged.
那当他们都无法用母乳哺喂的时候呢，那个姐姐米利安呢，在对的时候，很方便的就出现了。
Just at the right time to suggest, shall I get a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby?
就在那个对的时候呢，他就建议，要不要我去找一个希伯来妇女来帮忙奶这个婴孩呢？
To which Pharaoh's daughter answered affirmatively and handed the baby to Jochebed.
法老的女儿的回答就是肯定的，她就把这婴儿递给了约基别。
Take this child and nurse him, and I will pay. pay you.
带这个孩子给他喂奶，我会付钱给你。
What a miracle come true.
奇迹出现了。
She entrusted her baby to the Lord into the river, and he provided a way for him to return to her.
她将婴儿交托给主，放在河里，神提供了孩子回到她这里的路。
And also get paid for it.
而且还可以得到报酬照顾她。
Now the third act of faith.
那第三个信心的行为。
Jochebed did what she could to nurture him spiritually.
约基别尽她所能培养孩子的灵命。
While she nursed him, Moses grew to know his sister Miriam and brother Aaron.
当他养育他的时候呢，摩西逐渐的认识他的姐姐米利暗和弟弟亚伦。
Later to be his most trusted partners in the Exodus.
他们后来成为他在出埃及中最值得信赖的伙伴。
He was taught to know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他学会了认识亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神。
He was taught his true identity.
他被教导了自己真实的身份。
In ancient Egypt, mothers taught their sons until about age 4.
在古埃及那个时候，母亲教儿子们直到四岁。
And then the fathers took over the teaching from then, with the boys to learn respect for parents, morals, and develop a good work ethic.
然后父亲接管教导男孩，以学习对父母的尊重、道德观念和发展职业道德。
And then elite Egyptian boys would enter into formal education around age 7.
然后埃及精英男孩呢，会在七岁的时候接受正规教育。
And they would learn hieroglyphics, reading, arithmetic, writing, sports, religious instruction.
他们会学习象形文字、阅读、算术、写作、运动和宗教信仰等等。
So Moses likely lived in a Jewish home for the first 4 to 7 years of life.
所以摩西很有可能在他的犹太住所，他度过了最初的四到七年的时间。
Now the fourth act of faith.
现在第四个信心的行为。
Jochebed released her son to fulfill God's purpose in his life.
约基别释放他的儿子去完成神对他人生的旨意。
Even if it meant handing him back to Pharaoh's daughter to raise him in the royal courts to start his formal education.
即使这是意味着把他交还给法老王的女儿，在皇家里面抚养他，开始他的正规教育。
It was hard to release him the first time into the river.
第一次释放他的儿子放到河里是很困难的。
But now to release him a second time to another woman.
然后现在要第二次要再释放他给另外一个女人。
Moses was given such a name because he was drawn out of the water.
摩西这个名字被取是因为他是从水里拉出来的。
But someday he would be used by God to draw out the Hebrews from slavery in Egypt.
有一天呢，上帝会用他把希伯来人从埃及的奴隶当中拉出来。
His mother had done all that she could to entrust him into the sovereignty of God's plan.
他的母亲竭尽所能，再次把他交托给掌权的神。
When we see God's sovereignty, we see His providence.
当我们看到神掌权的时候，我们也看到他的眷顾和供应。
As he was accepted as a royal heir to the Egyptian throne, God provided the best of Egypt for Moses to enjoy.
当他被接受为成为埃及王位的一个继承人的时候呢，上帝便将埃及最好的精华课程提供给摩西。
He was educated in the finest schools of the ancient world.
他在古代的世界上，他受到最好的教育。
And he entered into apprenticeships to learn practical skills and leadership.
他还参加了学徒的课程，可以学习实践技能跟领导才能。
As parents, we're excited to help our children to grow successful and powerful with the finest education and opportunities we can offer.
作为父母呢，我们真的很高兴是可以帮助我们的孩子成为成功跟有能力的人，给他们最好的教育和机会。
Starting from the right preschools to the best colleges.
要从对的学前班呢，到最好的大学。
And then under the royal household and training, Moses lacked nothing.
在王室跟他的所有的训练之下，摩西一无所缺。
Acts 7:22 says, Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action.
在《使徒行传》第七章二十二节说，摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
But we must understand this.
我们必须要明白这一点。
When God calls a person, it's not just calling one.
当上帝呼召，不只是呼召一个人。
God's blessing was never meant for just one.
上帝的祝福永远不是只是给一个人，不是只是给你。
God's favor was meant to be passed on from generation to generation.
上帝的恩宠便应该是世代相传。
To your family, to your children.
是要传给你的家人，是要传给你的儿女。
And their children to their children.
而且还要去他们的儿女跟再儿女。
God blessed Abraham's descendants.
上帝祝福了亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So that all the nations would be blessed through them.
所以万民可以因他们得到祝福。
God saved the believers.
上帝拯救了信徒。
So that all may come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以所有人都可以相信耶稣基督。
Moses was blessed.
摩西得到了祝福。
So that he would be used to bless all the people of Israel.
所以他可以用来被用来祝福所有的以色列民。
And he rejected the pleasure for himself.
他拒绝了自己的享受。
Hebrews 11:24 to 26 says,
希伯来书十一章二十四到二十六节说，
By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as a greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
As a mother, Jochebed did not have an easy life.
作为一个母亲呢，约基别没有过着轻松的生活。
In acts of faith, she did what she could and trusted the Lord's sovereignty for the rest.
在信仰上面呢，她竭尽所能，剩下的呢，就相信神掌权。
She did not know how everything would result.
她不知道一切的结果会是怎么样。
Her final act of faith was to release her son to accomplish his divine purposes.
她最终的信心行为就是释放她的儿子去实现神在她生命的神圣的旨意。
And that was to deliver the Israelites from slavery.
那就是将以色列人从奴役当中救出来。
She did not withhold him and keep him safely hidden for the rest of his life.
她没有扣留他，也没有把他安全地藏起来，在他剩下的余生当中。
She had to let him go so that God may complete what he began and what he had planned.
他必须要让儿子走，所以上帝可以完成他已经开始了，已经开始的计划。
When we cannot figure out what God is putting us through nor why,
当我们无法弄清楚上帝到底让我们经历了什么或者为什么。
We might get annoyed, lose patience, and complain.
我们可能会觉得焦躁，失去耐心，还有抱怨。
In reality, the grand plan of God may not be understood fully until it is finished.
实际上，上帝宏伟的计划可能要到完成后才能够理解。
But we must not live in fear.
但是我们不能生活在恐惧中。
Because there is nowhere safer than to be in the center of His will.
因为没有比在他的旨意中，这是更安全的地方了。
We trust in His sovereignty.
我们相信神掌权。
In 1984, an interesting movie came out called The Karate Kid.
在1984年，有一部很有趣的电影叫《龙威小子》。
I'm not talking about the remake in 2010 with Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith.
我不是讲就是成龙跟那个贾登史密斯他们在2010年他们的那个 进行了重置。
But the original Karate Kid with Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita.
是原来第一部由那个雷夫马奇欧跟森田哲之他们一起拍的《龙威小子》。
The high school student Daniel's son approaches the old karate master Mr. Miyagi to teach him karate.
所以高中生丹尼尔呢，他跟空手道大师宫城先生求教，请他教他空手道。
Mr. Miyagi says to Daniel's son, "We make sacred pact."
那宫城先生对丹尼尔说，我们是会缔结一个神圣的协定。
I promise teach karate to you.
我保证教你空手道。
You promise learn.
你要保证学习。
I say you do, no questions.
我说你就做，不能问问题。
Daniel's son was all excited and ready to flex his karate skills.
那丹尼尔很兴奋，他准备要展示他的空手道技巧。
But he was told, not today, come back tomorrow.
但是他被告知，今天不行，明天回来。
And when he returned, Mr. Miyagi pointed to his classic cars and said,
当他回来后呢，工程先生指着他的老爷车说，
Wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off.
上蜡，磨蜡，上蜡，磨蜡。
Breathe in through nose, out the mouth.
用鼻子吸气，用嘴巴呼气。
Wax on, wax off.
上蜡，磨蜡。
Don't forget to breathe. Very important.
不要忘记呼吸哦，很重要。
Now, after waxing 5 or 6 of his classic cars, the master, Mr. Miyagi, said, "Good, come back tomorrow."
等到他呢帮五六辆车老爷车打蜡以后呢，工程先生说，好，明天回来。
The next day, when Daniel's son comes back, he pointed to the deck.
第二天呢，丹尼尔回来了，那个工程先生指着木阳台。
And he said, sand the floor, sand the floor.
他说，打磨地板，打磨地板。
Right hand, left hand.
右手，左手。
After spending hours to sand the entire wooden deck, he was exhausted and his muscles were in pain.
花了好几个小时的打磨整个木地板以后呢，他精疲力竭，他的肌肉酸痛。
And Mr. Miyagi said, good, come back tomorrow.
工程先生说呢，很好，明天回来。
Now the next day, Daniel thought, surely we will start karate lessons today.
第二天呢，丹尼尔想，当然了，我们今天要开始空手道课程。
But Mr. Miyagi pointed to the garden fence and handed him a paintbrush.
但是呢，工程先生指着花园的篱笆，给他一支刷子。
He said, Daniel's son, paint the fence. Up, down, up, down.
他说，丹尼尔，来，给这些篱笆粉刷一下，上，下，上，下。
And after Daniel finished one length of fence, he said with a smile, I'm done, Mr. Miyagi. Can you teach me karate now?
当丹尼尔他粉刷完一段篱笆，他笑着跟工程先生说，工程先生，我做完了，你可以教我空手道了吗？
And Mr. Miyagi pointed to the entire fence around the yard and said, paint all the fence, up, down, both sides.
但是工程先生指着他院子的整个篱笆，围绕的院子整个篱笆说，请你把这所有篱笆都刷了，上、下，而且两边。
Many hours later, he finally finished the painting.
很多小时以后，他终于油漆完了。
Then, of course, come back tomorrow.
然后当然呢，明天回来。
But it didn't end there. The very next day, Mr. Miyagi said,Paint the house.
事情没有就此结束哎。第二天，工程先生说，给房子刷油漆。
Side to side, left to right.
从这边刷到那边，从左边刷到右边。
So he did what he was told, no questions.
所以他就照他所说的做了，没有问问题。
But Daniel grew angry and frustrated inside.
但是丹尼尔渐渐地变成愤怒而且挫折，他心里面。
He complained, I don't mind helping you with house chores.
他抱怨说，我不介意帮你做家务啊。
But you promised to teach and I promised to learn.
但是你答应了你要教我，我也答应要学习啊。
For the last 4 days, I have not learned anything.
在过去四天内，我还没有学到任何东西。
I'm going home.
我要回家了。
Then Mr. Miyagi calls out, Daniel-san, come here.
然后工程先生叫了丹尼尔过来。
And then the master puts it all together for him.
然后呢，大师就帮他把全部都把它放在一起。
Showing him step by step how every fundamental movement defended karate fighting moves.
逐步的向他展示的每一个基本动作，怎么样捍卫，怎么样的战斗，空手道的每一个动作。
Wax on, wax off.
上蜡，下蜡。
Paint the fence.
油漆栅栏。
Paint the house.
油漆房子。
Sand the floor.
打磨地板。
All along, the master was training and developing the skills that he needed.
一直以来, 大师都在训练和发展他需要的技能。
Even if it made absolutely no sense at the time.
即使当时看起来完全没有意义。
The master knows exactly where we are weak and where we are vulnerable.
我们的师父呢，确切知道我们的弱点跟我们脆弱的地方。
He is equipping us.
他正在装备我们。
Equipping our families.
他在装备我们的家人。
Equipping our church at this difficult time in the world.
他在装备我们的教会，正在这个世界很困难的时候。
He is building our utter reliance on Him and not on our own ability and our resources.
他在建立我们对他有完全的信赖，而不是依靠我们的能力跟资源。
We may still feel a little stuck right now, trapped in our house.
我们现在可能觉得好像被卡住了，被困在我们的家里。Doing
many is tedious. Things and training, repetitive actions that does not seem to add up.
我们在做很多很乏味的、重复的动作，这些动作似乎好像都没有意义。We
may not enjoy this stage of training.
我们可能不喜欢这一阶段的培训。Jochebed
probably did not enjoy her stage of training either.
约基别大概也不喜欢她那个时候她的培训。But
breathe. Breathe.
但是呢，我们来呼吸一下，我们来吸一下气。Our
master knows exactly how everything fits together in his plan.
我们的师父知道每一件事情怎么样融入在他的计划里面。Be
faithful in the small things so that you can be faithful in the bigger things ahead.
在小事上忠心，所以你就可以忠于未来的大事。
Do what you can and trust in the Lord's sovereignty for the rest.
尽你所能，剩下的呢，就相信主掌权。
May God bless your families and our church.
愿上帝祝福您的家人和我们的教会。
May I ask Judy Simo if you can pray for us?
我们一起来祷告。亲爱的主，我们为今天你对我们 的话语，谢谢你。从摩西的母亲约基别的身上，我们学习了信心的功课。在现在这个人生最糟的时刻，我们要来学习依靠你，信靠你，相信我们的天父掌权。在这段疫情困难的时候，让我们竭尽所能的爱我们的家人，把他们交托给你，然后剩下的我们就信靠你。 你掌权，洪水泛滥之时，神掌权；疫情病毒可怕之时，神掌权。主把我们在我们当中有在医院、在家里、在生病的、在受苦的、有确诊的，主把这些都交在你的手中。我们求你施在你的怜悯，你医治他们，你保存他们的性命。我们也把我们每一天的安全、我们的健康，再一次的交在你手里。我们信靠你。 主，我们也为每一位母亲感谢你，感谢他们辛劳的生养我们。愿你祝福所有的母亲们，他们都有满有神的喜乐和慈爱，满满有神来的恩典。我们感谢你，听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。